Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White, the third with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 135, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it, or the understanding of it, based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God in the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived, and the world would be awakened with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 7, verse 6. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. That was Daniel chapter 7, verse 6. Now here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, edited by Dr. Walvert and Dr. Zuck. The third beast Daniel saw was like a leopard, an animal noted for its swiftness, its speed, cunning, and agility. This beast had four wings like a bird, stressing a swiftness beyond its natural capacity. An additional feature of this beast is that it had four heads. Also, authority to rule was given it. The kingdom that conquered Medo-Persia was Greece, which did so with great speed, conquering the entire empire between 334 and 330 BC, a few years after Alexander died. His kingdom was divided into four parts. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six